here and around the world, helping you through the gate. This is thegateradio.org.
Here are the voices of the faithful men and women who use their skills, their ministries, and their gifts to help people hear the Lord's words and walk in his ways. Here are the gatekeepers.
Gate Radio, George Flores, our special guest, joins us by telephone. He's a Pennsylvania born and bred kind of guy, and he's got a fascinating backstory. I appreciate his writing, his autobiography a lot, but I also appreciate this guy and his guitar artistry. It's a joy to have former attorney at law, L. McMean, joining us by phone. Elmer Ellsworth McMean III, are you kidding me? Is that really your name,
El? Oh, man, that's such a mouthful. That hurts so much. But it's so great to be with you, George. I'm not sure I'm a gatekeeper as much as one of the sheep bleeding at the, but it is really great to be. There's nothing more fun than sharing the gospel with a brother, I'll tell you that, and your listeners.
Yeah, and you know what? You are a gatekeeper. I mean, you practiced law as righteously as you could in Pennsylvania for many, many years. Reading your life story was fascinating. First off, kind friend, you need to get a hold of this guy's book. It's called Growing Up in God's Country. It's by L. McMean. And it's chock full of stories of life in, it's not exactly countryside. It's sort of, how would you describe your growing up town, L?
Well, it's a rural area in central Pennsylvania. So a small town, but very rural oriented. So a lot of farmers around, very close to the earth. The nearest town of any size is State College, which is not exactly New York City. So, it's kind of educated and working in urban environments and growing up in rural environments and then ending up in small towns in New Jersey. It's been kind of an amazing ride, actually.
And it started out pretty heavy duty. I mean, you had cerebral palsy as a kid?
Yeah. They call it a, quote, mild case, but there really is no such thing. And so, you know, physical issues are always something I had to deal with, anticipate issues, you know, whether I can do something or not do something. So even at my early dotage that I'm in now, it's something I had to keep an eye on. And the fact that the Lord could take somebody like me and give me any kind of resume as a guitar player is just to his glory. I mean, it's just craziness, to be honest with you. As well as not really having a whole lot of time to practice while I was a lawyer in New York, grew up in Pennsylvania, and then went to, you know, practice law in New York City for 20 years.
Yeah, Wall Street lawyer, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take you back for a second. I want to still stay in God's Country, that memoir, for a moment. Not only did you have to contend with that illness thing, but your home wasn't exactly strong. Plus, you got into a lot of trouble, and you remembered a lot of the stories. I must say, you're amazing.
Yeah, there were some crazy... Yeah, just as a kid, just getting into trouble all over the place. One time I was talking with a friend of mine about one incident that I recounted in the book, and he remembered the name of the guy that we had tormented who was chasing us. So he must have been involved there with me, you know, all those years ago. So that verified that I didn't make it up, since he remembered. It was Old Man Somebody said that we were tormenting on Halloween. But yeah, it was good for me to kind of, you know, our family broke up in 1960. I went with my mother and my sister to a town 35 miles away from where I was born, Huntington, Pennsylvania. And it really, it saved me in the way, because I really could have gotten into more serious trouble had I stayed in the old place. And when I moved to the new town, I kind of determined to be a good boy. And I wasn't perfect. I goofed up a few times.
You have some funny stories in there, too. By the way, kind listener, this is a fun story, sort of poignant in points. It's also a good story, especially because L here has an amazing memory and paints the pictures rather well. You're a good storyteller, brother.
Well, thank you very much. It was really a miracle that book got. I mean, the God was behind that book. It started and ended in a period of about 3 weeks. If you can believe that. I mean, the Lord was just all over there. And I was willing to give up. I said, but who am I? I mean, who cares about, you know, helping me? But there are a few people interested in various parts of my life, you know, growing up, the lawyer thing, the ministry thing, the music thing. I thought maybe you put a few souls in all those, you add them up, and maybe, you know, there's some kind of critical mass that would be interested. But I had given up, and then a friend who would take too long to describe how I met him, but he expressed an interest right at the point when I'd given up on this thing in August of 2018. He expressed an interest in a little drafting point, a legal point, And he was so interested in that. I said, and this is a Christian brother, runs a ministry. I said, he's so interested in that. Maybe I ought to just keep going. And so I just ended up typing the thing in Final. I mean, you know, with the margins and the whole thing. And it was done pretty much on September 15th, 2018. And the odd thing about that, I'm not sure I mentioned it in the book, that was the day my mother died in 2007. So when I put my pencil down, and I hadn't planned any of this, it was almost to the minute that she passed away in 2007.
Wow.
And the book started, it turned out, on the date of my wife's birthday. Now, how crazy is that? I mean, the Lord's all over that. I couldn't have made that up.
Yeah.
And then the book came out September 30th. And for some reason, it was designated on Amazon as the number one new release. That was just a blessing. Now, it would have been a real blessing if it had been a number one bestseller. But, you know, the Lord had to give some other people that. But it was really, I'm glad you liked it. And I reread it, and I don't wince too much.
Here's the story now. You need to hear this. And I'm going to just be upfront with you in a moment. But first, I want to keep us on point chronologically. First off, your mom wound up working at a local newspaper?
Right. She was a part owner of the newspaper and had a job in the newspaper and also on radio. And so that's why radio is a very dear, dear medium for me.
Yeah,
in fact, there's a picture of when our radio station was founded in 1947, and my mother's pregnant in it with me. So I was there at the beginning of radio in Huntington, Pennsylvania, albeit in utero.
Well, you know, did any of that influence you? I know you had the miracle of getting into Harvard. First off, that's amazing. You got into Harvard Law School.
Wait, no, I didn't. No, I went to Penn Law School.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, that's right. I remember. There was a Harvard part and then the Penn thing.
You know, my law boards weren't good enough to get to Harvard Law School. But my son got into Harvard.
Wow, how cool is that?
Great.
And that God gave you a family down the line is really, really cool, too.
Yeah. And the right wife, I'll tell you, amazing.
And that means everything. That means everything. We're talking with L. McMean. Growing Up in God's Country is the name of the memoir. And it's available. How do people get a hot copy of this book, my friend, one more time?
The publisher, Book Locker, it's on the Book Locker website. You can get it on Amazon, too. But I really appreciate people going on the Book Locker and looking it up.
Okay.
Either way, whatever's easier to your audience.
Now, I want to know two things. First off, the guitar thing. I did not finish the book. There is the part where you went into full-time ministry, and I was just coming on that when we had some issues in our family, and I wasn't reading anything. I was happy to get better. So my point is, how did Christ figure into a former Wall Street lawyer's life? Tell us that part. No spoilers, because the book is good. But, and also to talk about your amazing growth in guitar, and especially with your special tuning things. You're renowned worldwide because of some of the work you've done. And by the way, kind listeners, some of L's music is already on the air in the music sections, and his new release with a fellow by the name of Ed Mina of Gospel Duo Things. Fantastic jazz folk intricacies. You guys are the best. But again, I'm going off point. Tell us a little bit about Christ entering into your life and about music, both.
Well, thank you. The 2005, late 2005, I really had a spiritual reawakening, and it came about from, I think it was a baptism in the Holy Spirit, to be honest. Whether it was a born again experience, I think I was born again before that, but I know it was a baptism. And it arose because I was in the Presbyterian Church in Sparta, New Jersey, and the minister, Tom Letier, was very strong in the gifts for today, especially healings and deliverances. And there was really, the Holy Spirit was on that church, and he was ministering it, he was having prayer meetings, I was praying at prayer and healing meetings, things like that. And I went to several get-togethers on with people at the church, and evangelists came and the like. But in one of those situations where there was an evangelist, I picked up something on the table, and it was sort of a teaching thing of different CDs and, you know, questions and answers. I went through all the CDs once, all the CDs twice, and was going through the CDs the third time when I'm sitting in a chair, and I get a revelation of the love of God. That simple. Just an overwhelming revelation of the love of God for me. And, you know, I put those CDs away, and that was really it. And I went just went forward from there. It was November of 2005 at age 58. Man, talk about better late than never.
Yeah.
And that was really it. And then I asked for, asked the Lord, well, give me some outlets for this. And one was a finishing an album I'd done called Amazing Grace. And then was a furious interaction with a skeptic friend of mine that came out of nowhere for 2 weeks, emails all day and night. And that we put that together as something that was published in the church website called the Passion Dialogues. And then that went away. And then years later, we ended up writing a book. We picked it up again and wrote this book together called Objection Overruled. He's a lawyer, a very bright guy. In fact, you may run across his name, Steve Boffman. He was very involved in the sad situation with Ravi Zacharias. He wrote a book on the issues, on the credential issue.
Yeah.
And so he was all over that. And he's a dear friend, but this book came up. So that's what happened on that. Now, on the music front, very, very briefly, and I realize we're kind of up against time.
Yeah.
The Lord gave me that tuning. I mean, basically, he gave me I was sort of puttering around in music for 20 years, in the 60s, 80s, and as if he gave me this tuning and said, run with it. And that tuning changed my life. Isn't that funny how he works with tuning?
Now, let me stop you for a second, El. Kind listener, El's referring to tuning your guitar instead of the standard, tuning EA and all that. You tune all of the strings so that, in essence, they almost sound quite like a special kind of chord. But then once you get that tuning, you can do different kinds of picking, and that is what you have become famous for, L. This drop D guitar thing, and the music is fascinating, and that's what L's talking about. He's been called, by the way, the king of CGDGAD tuning. You've been considered a high guitarist by many great guitar publications. Guitar Magazine includes Guitar, Guitar Player Magazine. Oh, my word. But all I know is that as a wannabe guitarist, L, I hear your stuff and I'm dazzled by it, and I'm joyfully envious.
I'm very, thank you very much. Another person who said that, I told him once, I said, if I'm a king of anything, it's a very small domain, and I don't have any subjects. but it was—it looks good on my bio, so I may have quoted it once or twice. But yeah, that was very nice. But yeah, and then without that tuning, I just wouldn't have much to say musically. So thank you, Lord.
You're saying quite a bit, and all for the Lord, and it's a most enjoyable. Tell us the name of the current CD that you did with Ed Mina.
But thank you very much. It's called Frets and Reeds. Gospel style.
How do we get it?
I would go on my Bandcamp site, L. McMean Bandcamp, as it sounds, Bandcamp, and it can be downloaded, or I have hard discs that people can get through my webpage, lmcmean.com, and I'll be happy to work with them on getting discs.
Listen, we literally have a minute plus. How do we pray for you? I know God is using you, brother, and the fact that you're giving a test, you know what? They conquered the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. That's you, L. And that we love not our lives even unto the death, which I hope it never has to happen that way for us. But your testimony means a lot, and I'm honored to have you on Gatekeepers. How do we pray for you, L?
Thank you, George. Thanks so much, and thanks to your listeners. I would like to receive a prayer for boldness and compassion in sharing and walking out the gospel. Need both. If we're too bold, not compassionate, doesn't work, and vice versa, it doesn't work. It's all about Jesus, but boldness and compassion in sharing and walking out the gospel. That's what I pray for the ministry. And also for our family, protection and drawing each and every one of my family, friends, in-laws, spouses, grandkids, closer to the Lord Jesus.
Yes, I got it, and that is succinct, and we all say amen and will do. My brother, one more thing. Give us a webpage, website, a place where we can learn more about you.
Thank you very much. L. McMean at ELMCMEEN.com. My webmaster's really tried to cram everything in there, and God bless me. Did a good job.
Well, you did a good job just now. I want to thank you very much, brother, for sharing your time on Gatekeepers.
Thanks again. And thanks for all you're doing, George. I tell you, it's amazing.
We're having fun, and let's continue to serve the King.
Thanks.
This is Gatekeepers.
Thank you for listening to Gatekeepers. Please keep our guests in prayer. For more information about our guests and our ministries, email us, thegateradio@ihopeg.org, or call us at 844-GATE247. That's 844-428-3247.
On your phone, in your car, or at home, here and around the world, you're listening to thegateradio.org.